according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
It's Saturday night and you're listening to the swinging sounds of bubbles in the think tank. Belinda, the dominatrix of the airwaves, is on the air.
The two of the silliest, the worst of radio programming anyway.
Our ever-embiggening staff is working hard for you.
And when January Fairy makes the scene,
she's sparkly through and through. So set your dial to 91.5 and let us do the rest, cause we've been double-dome daring you since 1990. Bubbles in the think tank on WMFO in Medford Stereo.
And now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable. On this Saturday evening, it's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at. We have been double-dong daring you since 1990. Even during the radio obituary retrospective right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up right about now. It is time for the Radio Obituary Retrospective. Yay! You've all been very good taking your poll from Freddie. I really appreciate it. Of course, many of you stepped right up to the poll, as delivered to you by your titular head of research and mine, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr. He polled you real good, and I'm really glad about it, because it really helped us out as we tried to determine which of the 523 radio obituaries that we did last year in the Radio Obituary 2021 year really helped us figure out what it was we needed to be playing tonight for the Radio Obituary Retrospective. And of course, as always, there was more than we would ever be able to fit into a show, even if I didn't have somebody following me after tonight's program, but we do, so it's going to be a tight 2 hours, so I am not going to dally. I'm just going to say thank you, Freddie, for getting that poll up. Thank you, our director of minutia, Bob Cohen, for supporting Freddie's poll in the best ways possible, and thanks to each and every one of you listeners for doing everything you do all year long and then taking the poll on top of it. Let's jump right in to the Radio Obituary Retrospective right now here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. The sacrificial radio obituary tonight, we haven't had one of those in a while, is for Ed Chamberlain. He was the drummer for the Bonzo Dog Doo-Dah Band before Sam Spoons. He never recorded with the Bonzos, he just played with them for a while, but he just passed away at 84. It's the sacrificial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Hi there, nice to be with you. Happy you could stick around. Like to introduce Legs Larry Smith, drums. And Sam Spoons, rhythm pole. And Vern Dudley Bo Hey Noel, bass guitar. And Neil Innes, piano. Come in, Rodney Slater, alto saxophone. With Roger Ruskin Spear on tenor sax. Hi, Vivian Stanchel, trumpet. Big hello to Big John Wayne, xylophone. And Robert Morley, guitar. Billy Butlin, spoons. And looking very relaxed, Adolf Hitler on vibes. Nice. Princess Anne on sousaphone. Introducing Liberace, clarinet. With Garner Ted Armstrong on vocals. Lord Snooty and his pals tap dancing. In the groove with Harold Wilson, violin. And Franklin McCormack on harmonica. Over there, Eric Clapton, ukulele. Hi, Eric. On my left, Sir Kenneth Park, bass sax. Great honor, sir. Specially flown in for us, a Sessions Gorilla on Vox Humana. Nice to see Incredible Shrinking Man on euphonium. Drop out with Peter Scott on Duck Call. Hearing from you later, Casanova, on horn. Yeah, digging General de Gaulle on accordion. Really wild, General. Thank you, sir. Roy Rogers on trigger. Tune in Wild Man of Borneo on bongos. Count Basie Orchestra on triangle. Thank you. Great to hear the Rawlinsons on trombone. Back from his recent operation, Dan Drop, hot. And representing the flower people, Quasimodo on bells. Wonderful to hear Brainiac on banjo. We welcome Val Dunican as himself. Very appealing Max Jaffa. That's nice, Max. What a team, Zebra Kid and Horace Batchelor on percussion. And a great favorite and a wonderful performer, all of us here, J. Arthur Rank on gong.
So just you be ready as we begin, as I always do, by reminding you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for Tom T. Hall, the American country music songwriter, singer, and instrumentalist. He wrote 12 number one hit songs, 26 more that reached the top 10, including the number one international pop crossover hit, Harper Valley PTA. He just passed away at 85. It's the initial radio obituary, speaking of feeding the pig, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I met him in a hospital about a year ago, and why I still remember him, I guess I'll never know. He'd lie there and cry out in a medicated fog. Here I am in this dang bed, and who's gonna feed them hogs? 400 hogs, they just standing out there, My wife can't feed them and my neighbors don't care. They can't get out and roam around like my old hunting dogs. Here I am in this dang bed, and who's gonna feed them hogs? His face was lean and his hands were rough. His way was hogs and his nature was tough. His doctors tried to tell him that he may not live at all, but all he ever talked about was who's gonna feed them hogs. 400 hogs, they just standing out there. My wife can't feed them and my neighbors don't care. They can't get out and roam around like my old hunting dogs. Here I am in this dang bed, and who's gonna feed them hogs? Hogs comes to 800 hams, and that's a lot of money for a hog raising man. 400 hogs comes to 1600 feet. The market's up and there are people awaiting on that meat. Well, the doctors say they do not know what saved the man from death, but in a few days he put on his overalls and he left. That's all there is to this small song, but waitress, before you leave, would you bring me some coffee and a hot ham sandwich, please? 400 hogs, they just standing out there. His wife couldn't feed them, and his neighbors didn't care. They couldn't get out and roam around like his old hunting dog.
They serve it in big silver goblets of pewter or brass. And I've been to some joints where they serve it in a paper cup or maybe in an old water glass. But it's all the same in the old drinking game. You drink and you try to forget one woman who loved you and another who didn't. I ain't seen one winner yet. What have you got to lose? What have you got to lose? Black women and booze and cigarette blues. What have you got to lose? Well, I've been to some towns and I've known some heavies. I've known some unknowns and stars. But the big equalizer is a fat slug of liquor when they all belly up to the bar. Well, some cry for fame and some cry for money. Some people reach for the sky. When a honky tonk heart starts crying for a honky tonk, can't get a tear in it. Why? What have you got to lose? What have you got to lose? Try women and booze and the cigarette blues. What have you got to lose?
From which there is no escape. Jerry Lee did all right until the music started. Then I thought I felt a beer drop on my face. Think about it. I can see sad song, it never did care whose heart it breaks.
I can still hear the music in the restroom. They can't see the hurt that's on my face. Oh God, they can't see the hurt on old Jerry's face.
Think about it.
Shame on the rain for making me twice as blue. It's raining in my heart on my window too. Days like this have put out the flame. I've got that smoke in my eye. Shame on the rain. You'd think it's enough to know she's gone, but with my kind of luck, it could rain from now on. Now that I've lost this heartbreaking game, you'd think the sun would shine. Shame on the rain. Shame on the rain for adding to my distress. She took away the sun, left me with the rest. I've had my share of sorrow and pain. Look what a day it is. Shame on. Just look what a day it is. Shame on the rain.
Thank you. somehow I never can be free.
Blues, stay away from me.
Yeah, yeah.
Blues, why don't you let me be?
Let me be.
I don't know why you keep on haunting me. No, I don't know why.
We don't know why.
You keep on haunting me.
Initial radio obituary is for Dawn Wells, the American actress, best known, of course, for her role as Marianne Summers on the CBS sitcom Gilligan's Island. In 1959, she was crowned Miss Nevada and represented her state in the Miss America 1960 pageant. After her career began to wind down a bit, she founded the Idaho Film and Television Institute not-for-profit, where she also organized Sputfest, which was a regional annual family movie festival, and she also promoted Idaho potatoes. Dawn Wells just passed away at 82. She's the post-initial radio obituary right here, Bubbles in the Think Tank. No, we've got one more thing to say about her. We're going to send this radio obituary out to friend of the show, Burton Siegel. I worked with him at KZYX. He was on the hiring committee when I interviewed to be the executive director and general manager of Mendocino County Public Broadcasting many years ago. And when it was his turn to ask a question in the interview process, he asked me, Ginger or Marianne? We love Burton Siegel. It's the post-initial radio obituary for Dawn Wells right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I don't know if Something's wrong with Gilligan's Island. Something's wrong with Gilligan's Island. Something's wrong with Gilligan's Island. Something's wrong with Gilligan's Island.
There's something wrong with Gilligan's Island! The skipper seems more sedate than usual. He is wearing a bright orange jumpsuit. And where are the palm trees? Mr. Howell now has the power to fly! The role of Marianne is being played by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar! Ginger is 500 feet high! She is made entirely out of zinc! I don't remember her being that way in the first season!
Something's wrong with Gilligan's Island. Something's wrong with Gilligan's Island. Something's wrong with Gilligan's Island. Something's wrong with Gilligan's Island.
Mrs. Howell is a printing press! Consequently, her role in the show has been drastically reduced! The professor is inverted! All of his internal organs are exposed! There are 7 Gilligans, all of various sizes and shapes! 5 of them look exactly like Morley Safer! There is an extra character! His name is Titanium X2A! His sole purpose on the show is to annoy Gilligan number 5!
Something's wrong with Gilligan's Island!
Minnow. It's now called The Daily Special Includes Soup and a Salad. The laugh track has been replaced by a dial tone. And now the credits are rolling. They're hieroglyphics. The theme is being sung by the president of the American Dental Association. An announcer comes on. He says, "We are very sorry, but..."
Something's wrong with Gilligan's Island.
Hey, you guys, come here! Look, there's something wrong with Gilligan's Island! Call the authorities! Call the authorities! Call the authorities! There's something wrong! Something wrong with Gilligan's Island! Everything else is normal. Let's change the title. Look, the Brady Bunch. Oh, this is the episode where Jan gets her teeth removed and the big plastic thing attached to her forehead. Wait, that's kind of unusual too, come to think of it. There's something wrong with the Brady Bunch. There's something wrong with the Brady Bunch.
The girls with the new sound, and here they are, the Honeybees.
A prisoner needs a cell, like a ding-dong needs a bell. You need us. You need me. You need me. Like a picture needs a star, like a golfer needs a par, like teenagers need a car. You need. Queenie needs a king.
The next radio obituary is for Joe Camarillo, the Chicago-based drummer known for playing with bands including the Waco Brothers, Hush Drops, Bee's Knees, by the way, Kelly Hogan, NRBQ, Dollar Store, and the Webb Brothers, among many others. Kelly Hogan described him as the holy grail of musicians, a versatile monster drummer who also sang perfect backing vocals like an ace. Joe Camarillo just passed away at 52. So proud to have had him as a Bee's Knee through the Hush Drops here. I think I did see him play once at Beetlefest, but I could not swear to that. I never got to see him play with NRBQ. I wish I'd had a chance to get to know him, because he seemed like a very lovely person. He must have been, given everyone that he was surrounded with. It's the next radio obituary for Joe Camarillo, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
We'll be right back. Don't you know somebody knocking, knocking on my door? If I want something, I could buy it at the store. I'm not here.
Not here.
Tell them I'm not here.
Still in tune with your freeform radio station, it is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and the cleanup radio obituary is for Jimmy Rogers, the American pop singer, not to be confused with the country singer of the same name, who had passed away the same year that this Jimmy Rogers was born. Rogers had a run of hits in the 1950s and 60s, then moved on to have some modest success with adult contemporary music later on. Probably his best-known song is his 1957 version of Honeycomb, and then he followed that up with the top 10 song Kisses Sweeter Than Wine, and his own version of Bo Diddley. Jimmy Rogers just passed away at 87. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Water! She gave me water and it was not from the well. I met a woman from Liberia, oh well, and she gave me that a cool, cool water well. Oh, 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 she gave me water and it was not from the well, well, oh well. I met me a woman from Liberia, and she gave me that a cool, cool water well. Oh, 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 she gave me water and it was not from the well. well, I asked this woman from Liberia, where did you get that cool, cool water? Well, oh, where'd you get the water that was not from the well? Well, well, I got it from the mountains, a mountain so high, and I got it from the river, now the river is dry. Well, oh, cool, cool water, and it was not from the well. Well, well, I got it from the mountains, and I got it from the sea, now the good Lord gave this water to me. Well, oh, cool, cool water, and it was not from the well. Well, well, I got it from the mountains, and mountains and the sea, now the good Lord gave this water to me. Well, oh, cool, cool water, and it was not from the well, 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 I got it from the rain that fell from the sky, and I got it from the bubble in a brook nearby. Well, oh, cool, cool water, and it was not from the well, 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 I got it from the rain that fell from the sky, and I got it from the bubble in a brook nearby. Well, oh, cool, cool water, and it was not from the well, 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 I asked this woman from Liberia, where did you get that cool, cool water? Well, oh, where'd you get the water that was not from the well, 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 I asked this woman from Liberia, where'd you get that cool, cool water? Well, oh, where'd you get the water that was not from the well, 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 it was not from the well, 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 it was not from the well, water.
Living in the Northwest, put myself to the test, got me a job in a lumber mill. Reeling on the green chain, got myself a back pain, log don't get you, then the boss will. 5 o'clock, $20 in my sock, and the boys all heading for the drinking gourd. First to do what's right, I pick up my wife, she's home getting ironing bored.
Cause a good, good woman like to drink with the boys.
Playing snooker and struggling me is some of her choice. And it's throwing darts, she can take you apart, she can pin you in a game of pinball. Shuffleboard is her favorite sport, but loving is the best of all.
Because a good, good woman likes to drink with the boys.
Put on your dancing spats and put out the cat, and don't wear them shoes, that'll make you too tall. Powder your nose, don't worry about your clothes, cause later tonight you won't need them at all. It's been the jukebox juking and the smoke smoking and the cowpokes are poking along. I never feel alone, I never leave her at home, I always bring the little woman along.
Cause a good, good woman like to drink with the boys.
Playing snooker and snuggling me is some of her joys. And if you're throwing darts, she can take you apart. She can pin you in a game of pinball. Shuffleboard is her favorite sport, but loving is the best of all.
Because a good, good woman likes to drink with the boys. Because a good, good woman likes to drink with the boys. Some of them good.
That you know the smile on her lips, the thrill at the touch of her fingertips. I've forgotten more than you'll ever know about her. You think you will find the heaven of bliss in each caress, each tender kiss. I've forgotten more